Wait, where's the other one? Okay, I lost a beer. I'm very confused. What did I do with it? Hello, and welcome back to the Craft Brewers Creative Podcast. So, I'm your host, Jenna Steele, and today is going to be a fun episode. Actually, a bunch of people have been asking me because everyone knows how much I hate pumpkin beer. And so today is like a Halloween edition slash pumpkin beer edition. And I'm excited to get into this because honestly, as much as I say like I hate pumpkin beer, I don't think I've ever even really tried one. I just know that I hate them. But I guess that's not really fair to say. So I guess maybe we'll find out today. I am currently recording this in a completely empty apartment. I'm moving out today. My lease is over. There is nothing in this apartment right now besides my microphone and some beer. And sorry if you hear my dog. He's crying and running around and he's going crazy because there's no furniture. There's no nothing. All the boxes are gone. All the furniture is gone. All that's left to do before I leave this apartment is record this episode and get my dog into my car. If you're watching this online, you can see him behind me playing right now. He's like this pumpkin sweatshirt on. It's so freaking cute. And it's like very in theme, obviously, for what we're doing here. So, okay, let's get into it. I'm very excited. Let's go. Okay, so for pumpkin slash Halloween edition, I got two Halloween-y. Wait, where's the other one? Wait, one, two, three, four. Okay, I lost a beer. I'm looking around my apartment. I'm very confused. What did I do with it? Okay, we're doing three beers today, apparently. so the first one is just Halloween themed, and it's the Allagash Haunted House Hoppy Dark Ale. And I think this can is just like super fun because if you look at it and you see it, it's like this dark purple and it definitely has a like dark vibes. But then it's like, you know, bright green letters saying haunted house. And I just love like the little houses on the bottom of it. And I really love the art on this one. And so the description on it says, I'll read it. It says, cursed by our love of roasty porters, we summoned the recipe for haunted house. Roasted barley and black prince malt cloak this ale in a gravely dark hue. Hopped with Crystal, Nugget, Cascade, and Northern Brewer, it is filled with hauntingly balanced notes of coffee, malt, and a devilish hint of hops. Okay, so not gonna lie, I actually wanted to like finish this one and really drink it, and so I drank it last night because I have a 14-hour drive ahead of me and I didn't want to be drunk, obviously. And so I had this last night and it was super good. I took pictures. I'll show you those on Instagram. Friendly reminder, @beercanlover on Instagram so you can follow along with what we're always talking about here. And I love Allagash and I usually love everything they do. But Whiskey Baby, please stop crying. My dog is not happy right now. And so I drank this one last night. I will put those pictures up and it was super dark and I don't know how much of like a porter person I am, but this was like hot. It was like a very like hoppy dark ale. I don't know how else to say that, but it was super good. I really liked it and I wasn't expecting to like it because I don't always like the really darker stuff, but big fan of this one. And sorry that we don't have the live tasting of it, but oh well. Sorry about that one. Okay, so moving on to pumpkin because I'm scared as shit about this. All right, so we got two. I have here the from Three Sons. It's called PSL. I guess that's what, pumpkin spice latte. I got my dog. Was he on this? He just got his bone stuck in my recording equipment. sorry. So we have PSL from Three Sons. And again, I love Three Sons. We had Alex from Three Sons on the podcast, and he's our marketing guy, and we just had so much fun. So definitely go check out that episode if you have not heard it yet. And so this says it's an ale with pumpkin, cinnamon, nutmeg, and coffee. 9%. And I love this can. So if you can see this online, or definitely look at my Instagram, it's just like dark tan up top, like a greenish black on the bottom. And then it looks like it's like a one of those like glass mugs with like whipped cream, but it's like clearly like a pumpkin spice latte. And it's just like very fall and very aesthetically pleasing. And I really like the art on this one. But I'm terrified to drink this. So I guess I have to. Okay, so I'm going to get this one open. I have the freaking nails make it so hard. Okay. Alrighty, so, oh gosh, I'm so scared. I really don't want to do this. As much as I love Three Sons, as much as I love beer, why'd you put pumpkin in it? But I guess I have to try it. Watch me love this. Okay. So let's give it a pour. Oh, it looks pretty. Oh God, I'm nervous. I'm so nervous about this. I mean, just why do they? I guess I just don't like pumpkin in general. Like, I don't want a pumpkin spice latte. Like, everything that's pumpkin flavored, like, I don't know. I'm not a fan. Besides my pumpkin boy, Whiskey. I'm telling you, this dog and this pumpkin sweatshirt is his costume. It freaking kills me. It's so cute. Sorry, I'm waiting for the head to go down. Not the best pour of my life. So there's just a. Okay. So on the nose, I would say. I mean, yeah, it's a bit pumpkin-y. Nothing too dramatic, but definitely pumpkin-y. Okay, I'm ready for my first sip. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Oh. Okay. I mean, sure. If I liked pumpkin spice lattes, maybe I would really like this. I don't know. It does not taste like 9% alcohol, I can tell you that much. I mean, it's good. It tastes like fall. It tastes like a pumpkin spice latte. It really does. There's nothing awful about this. I'm just trying to think of when I would drink this. Or, like, in what setting this would be, like, I feel like this is called for. It's kind of fun if I'm carving a pumpkin or something and I'm like, I guess I'll be in the spirit, but I wouldn't just drink it because of the drink itself, like at no other time of the year. But I think that's just my personal preference. Like, the beer is really good, it's just I'm not like a pumpkin person. I mean, surprise surprise, I literally said that before we poured this. But it is really good. Okay, so time to move on to my next one, except where did this go? Okay, so I am currently opening up. I'm actually not sure what it's called. Hold on. Ooh. Okay, that is very carbonated. Okay, this is from Aslan Beer Co. I've had a few things from them before. Not too many, and I can't remember what else that was, but this is their, oh gosh, How Now Brown Cow. This is a milk stout brewed with pumpkin spice. And I remember one of my favorite things that I talked about, and that I talked about in one of my very first episodes, I believe, was this milk stout. And I really, really liked it. And I was like shocked because I don't like stouts necessarily. But I loved that. And I guess if you throw enough lactose in anything, anyone will like it. That's what I feel like I'm learning, but I don't really know. But I do really like the can on this one. So it's just like an orange and black pattern, and it's just super fun. It's a little boring, I'm not gonna lie, but I also do really like it. It's simple, it gets the message across. But I do feel like it could have like a pumpkin on it, but it is definitely like orange and black, so I'm not gonna. Oh, it's called How Now Brown Cow, and these are udders. Okay, I'm realizing that if you look at this, and I'll post it, the pattern on it is like, I think the pattern on this is like a cow udder. And so, because it's called that, I don't know. But so orange and black with the little udders, whatever. I mean, this thing has been bubbling out of the freaking can. Okay. So I'm actually really excited to try this one because I want to try another milk stout. And I feel like because it's a milk stout and it's pumpkin, maybe I'll like it more because I don't know. Let's see what happens. Okay. Oh, it is dark. Oh God. Did I do another just terrible pour? I get so much shit for the way I pour my beer. All right. This might take a while. This might take a while to come down. Oh gosh. So I am sitting in my empty apartment. When I say there's nothing in this apartment, all that's in it is what I'm sitting on, which is a chair that was on my patio. And there, I like got these two like patio chairs and table for like $50 from like my old neighbor. And we're just leaving them here. Because moving that all the way to New York just seems unnecessary, especially given my no balcony I'll have. But so I'm literally sitting on this in my apartment recording this, and my window's open, and I have these massive windows, and I'm on the first floor, and someone just walked by and was just looking at me like, what the actual fuck are you doing? Like, what are you sitting here with a microphone, a ring light, because I'm recording the video in an empty apartment. Like, what am I doing? I don't know what this looks like. Okay, so this beer is dark, I will say. Very dark. I'm putting it up to the ring light. There's zero light coming through this. I mean, this thing seems heavy. Oh gosh, okay. But milk stout, okay. Okay, am I gonna like it? I'm scared. Okay. I wanna like it. And because people have been wanting me to do pumpkin beer, so I'm finally doing it, and I hope I like this one. Another one wasn't bad. It was just, I don't know. Okay, I'm drinking it. Wait, on the nose. Okay, it is on the nose. It is 0% similar to the other one. It has a lot more, and the other one said that it had like nutmeg and stuff in it. This one, I feel like it's more like spicy, like has more like more of the spice flavors in it. I don't know if that makes any sense. Okay, so I'm gonna give this one a try. Oh God, what percent is this? Let me see. 6%. Huh. Okay. Here we go. Oh no. Okay. I mean, I didn't buy it expecting to like it. I bought this knowing I was doing it for this. But like, I don't know, guys. This one is it's not good, in my humble opinion. That does not mean it was made poorly or doesn't taste like what it's supposed to taste like. I just don't like the taste. It's dark and pumpkin spicy, and I don't know. Like, I don't know. Have you had this? Let me know if you've tried it. I mean, I don't know. This is like, it's just so dark. And so, well, no, I'm just sorry. I'm looking at it and it's just so dark when I'm looking at it, but it just tastes like, I don't know. It's just not what I want to drink. I mean, I don't know. It tastes like pumpkin spice. I don't like pumpkin spice lattes. Like, I don't like that taste. Like, I'm sorry. So I don't know what I'm supposed to say. It's not, neither of them, I will say, neither of them are as bad as I thought they could have been. By far. Neither of them are bad. But I will say, I'm also not trying to drink either of them. So do with that what you will. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know what else to say. I just don't want to drink that. But I don't have like as strong of a negative, like it's not like, I don't know. There's other things you guys have heard me say, like I really, really don't. Like, this isn't like that. It's not like, ew. It's just like, I don't want to drink it. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to explain. I feel like I've said like 35 times in the past 12 minutes. So I'm going to move on, and I'm going to include this one that I did not plan on including in this. It's not pumpkin. It's actually a fruited goza, but it's from, but the can is definitely Halloween-y. But to be honest, I feel like all of their cans are kind of Halloween-y, but this is from One of Us Brewing. It is their Afterglow Shimmer Fruited Goza. It's like this scary, dark, werewolf dude-ish thing putting on some lipstick. And it's very Halloween-y and very scary, honestly. So I'm going to open this up. And unfortunately, I don't have a glass to pour this into. You know why? Because I left myself two beer glasses. That is the only thing from my apartment that was not packed and was not just taken on a truck to Brooklyn. And let's get this open. Ah. So I only have two glasses, and I could wash one now to pour this in. Whoops. Oh, okay. Wait, we have foam everywhere. Hold on. Oh, the foam tastes good. Okay. Damn, I want to like see what color it is. Oh, it smells a little weird. Let's see. Yes, this is also Halloween themed Afterglow Shimmer. Give it a sniff. It smells weird. I don't know what that smell is. Oh, okay. Interesting. Let me read what this is. Okay. It says malts, pale, oat, wheat, hops, mosaic, extras, marshmallow, sea salt, mango, and peach. Okay, I definitely get the mango and peach with the marshmallow. To me, this tastes like a mango, peach, marshmallow. I guess I get the sea salt in it. It has that like sea salt goza-ish taste. From One of Us, I don't understand the can. I like the can. I like the design. I don't quite get it. I don't quite get the vibe with the beer, but that's like kind of One of Us Brewing's whole shtick. Like, they kind of just have cool weird cans. I don't know. Now I kind of want to see what color this is. It looks like a milky-ish, not that milky, but like light yellowish green almost. But then again, I'm saying this like light yellowish green, I can only really see it because of from in the can. So I don't want to speak too harshly or too strongly about it, but it's like kind of green almost. Okay, it tastes way better than it smells. And it's, yeah, it definitely tastes better than it smells. It's weird. I don't know. I like it though. I don't not like this. It's just the heavy goes and sours lately. I'm just kind of sick of them. I'm not going to lie. But there's nothing wrong with that beer. I actually really like it. If you gave that to me like 6 months ago, I would have been like, this is one of like the coolest things I've ever tried. But I'm not loving it just because, I don't know. My taste is changing so rapidly right now. I think I'm really going through like phases. And my like beer taste phases are changing more rapidly, like so rapidly these days. It's like every 2 weeks, like I like something different. So I don't know what you want to say about that, but yeah, it's always different. So, okay. I don't know what I did with my third pumpkin beer. I had another one. I know that I had another one but my fridge is empty. Like there's nowhere for it to be. So I don't know what I did with it. I'm sorry. I don't remember what I bought. That was the Afterglow Shimmer from One of Us. It was not supposed to be part of this episode, but it is now. So I guess with the end of this is the end of me living here. It's the end of my, that was recording this and doing this was kind of the last thing I had to do in Atlanta. Besides, it's actually my best friend here's birthday. And I didn't realize I was moving on her birthday, which is like kind of shitty of me to not realize, that ahead of time and plan around that. But so I'm going to pack up all this. I'm going to go try and wish my friend a happy birthday and then get on the road for 14 hours. And it's already the afternoon, so I don't know how far we're going to get tonight. I'll have to drive into tomorrow, but all good. We'll do it. It'll be great. And yeah, thank fucking God I'm getting out of Atlanta. I mean, they have incredible beer here. I am truly going to miss my Atlanta beer. Like, I'm really upset about it, honestly. But I gotta get out of the city. I belong. I miss New York. I miss the Northeast. I miss my angry New Yorkers. I love that. Like, I just love New York. It just is the best. And I'm so ready to get out of the South. Though I love all of you that I've met here and that are listening from Atlanta, because I genuinely appreciate you guys and made really good friends here and a lot of great beer friends and stuff. But it's time for me to go home and see what happens when I get to Brooklyn. But we will be keeping this up as always. So that is the end of my beer reviews for the Halloween / pumpkin beer ordeal and my can reviews. My favorite out of the four was definitely Allagash's Haunted House. I mean, by far. But I also expected that, and it's why I bought it. yeah. I expected to like that. I did not expect to like the others. And I was right. You know, I'm really impressing myself these days with what I like and what I don't like, because I'm like guessing it ahead of time, which I didn't used to be able to do. But oh, thank God my dog finally settled down. Sorry, I should have recorded this when he was not running around and you can probably hear him. So apologies. However, you know, it's hard to pack up, move, you know, from the South all the way up, and a lot of shit to do. And I'm just impressed that I'm packed up, honestly, and like all that my shit's gone. Like, this is so weird. I can't believe I'm leaving. I have to say, I've never been so unfazed by a move. Typically, like when I move somewhere or something, like I get really sad. Like there's a lot of, I feel like I have a lot of unfinished business. There's a lot of things I want to do. But last night going to bed, just looking at like a bunch of boxes, I've never felt more nothing. I've never felt like less of a emotion. Like I feel nothing about leaving Atlanta besides like I'm excited to go home. I'm excited to be in New York City, but I have like literally no feelings about leaving Atlanta. Do with that what you will. I don't know what to say about that. So excited to get out of here. And you, the next time you hear from me, I will be recording in New Jersey, I believe, to be there for about a week before I can move into my new apartment, which I'm very excited about. And I'm sure I'll tell you all about it. But on that note, this is the end of my my Halloween special. Okay, so something else that I wanted to throw in this episode while I had the opportunity, because it is timely and I think super interesting. So I'm going to throw in a clip that I heard on this podcast called Pod Saves America that I love listening to. And regardless of your politics or whatever, this clip is about craft beer. I think it's hilarious. And it is an, oh gosh, I'm forgetting his name, but you'll hear it in a second. But about the one of the governors that's up for, ex-governor, I don't know, is up for election in Virginia soon. So if you're in Virginia and you're listening to this and you can vote, I guess that's relevant. Do that. But hearing this governor or this ex-governor, whatever, talk about his experience being governor and in the governor's mansion with craft beer and his thoughts on the craft beer industry, the craft beer community, and the role of craft beer in Virginia. And I just think that this is a really fun clip and that I hope you'll like listening to it. So with that said, here that is.
I think in order to woo some people from the beer industry to create jobs in Virginia, you put in a keg in the Virginia governor's mansion. Then you offered beers to people at rallies. Then a couple people actually showed up at the gates to the governor's mansion. But you were at the gym at the time and they did not have an appointment, but you still made time for them to come in and have some beers with you. I feel like that sets a really, really terrible precedent of random people showing up all the time seeking beers with you. It's not sustainable. And I want you to respond to that.
It is sustainable. I disagree because I can, you know, I'm Irish, man. I can handle all this. Okay. So I did. I was the first governor, put a kegerator in the mansion. And every night I would have a different craft brewery. I think when I was governor, I opened like 160 craft breweries. I love the craft brew business. Number one, great for tourism, great for employment. They locally source all their ag products and it's good beer. You know, we're out selling, but I did. I was down at Browns Island at a huge concert. I gave the opening remarks and I said, I'll come by and have a beer. Everybody laughed, blah, blah, blah. Well, sure enough, I was at the gym, which was next door to the governor's mansion. And I was coming back. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. And there were five people at the gate said, we're picking up. And the police officer who guards the mansion said, you know, move away. I said, no, no, listen, deal's a deal. So I brought him in. And at 9 o'clock in the morning, they each had a beer out of my kegerator. It took about 20 minutes, and I was happy to do it.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much again for listening to this episode of the Craft Brewers Creative Podcast. I don't really know how I feel about doing these episodes alone. I know you guys like them, but I don't know, it's kind of weird just sitting here talking to myself. So I'm excited that soon I'll have some more interviews for you guys to listen to. And I have some really fun ones, honestly, that I'm excited for you to listen to. So so that you don't miss those and that you, you know, get everything on time when it's out, right when it is, make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening to this, because you'll get, you know, you'll make sure that you won't miss anything, but also it does really help me out on my end and help us out with the podcast. And so, yeah, looking forward to sharing these other upcoming interviews with you guys. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful Halloween. Happy, safe, spooky, tricks, not treats. Wait, treats, not tricks. I don't know. What am I saying? but I hope everyone has a wonderful Halloween and make sure again, follow around, see what's going on with the Instagram at Beer Can Lover to make sure that you keep up with Beer Can Lover and the Craft Brews Creative Podcast. And I will see you soon. Cheers.